Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Howdy, friends. You're listening to the John Boy and Billy Big Show. They got Stoopy Quiz, current events for John Boy and Billy Playhouse, Hoyt and Delbert, Rev and Goob, John Boy Jeopardy, and the biggest dad blame Spectravision bill this side of the Bristol Motor Speedway.
Cock-a-doodle-doo of an atom. You know what I mean? Randy, you know, like we're married. So, you know, I was saying, man, we got Marcy right here. If we could hear, like, just some nice female sounds.
Nobody touch him.
For saying
let him
morning.
Go.
I did. Morning.
Oh, your breath. Oh, my God.
That is the sound of the rooster. Morning, sweet pea. Good no. Morning, sugar.
No. See? Isn't that wonderful?
Now get
up! Always coming up with great ideas for alarm clocks. There's yeah. Something. There's something to that. I just hadn't figured it out yet.
Which part? The one that sounds like your mom calling you because you're late for school to get out of bed, or the sweet nothings?
Yeah, see, of course, you know, you'd have to be there, and we don't.
You want the alarm clock now to, like, hit like you. That, I get yeah. It.
Okay.
Play with your hair.
Honey, okay. Get up.
All right, that worked. Thank you.
Oh, there's so many things I want to say.
I know.
Just don't do it. Let's look at the national days right quick. National Cheese Ball Day. Go to work, Cheese Ball. National Banana Day. Banana.
Nanners.
Yeah, tally man. Tally me banana. National Crawfish Day. There you go, yeah. Boys down in Louisiana. Man, need some fresh crawfish. Yeah, I'll work on that later. And it's Haiku Poetry Day. That sounds stuff like
work.
Some poetry.
Yeah. Hey, that was one right there. That was it. That sounds like poetry. That's a haiku.
Oh, okay. Well, so we got 3 days in history. That'll be really important. That's where we get our categories. We'll get our first prize back out and get that winning beginning. This has been your wake-up call. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Outbursts. Get you ready for your prize pack. Big ol' LS Tractor prize package. It includes a one-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine. Also, LS Tractor cap. Go to lstractorusa.com. Find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Look at 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. April the 17th, it was 1990. A 21-year-old man pleaded no contest to 732 charges of disturbing the peace and driving with a suspended license in Torrance, California. So rather than face 275 years in jail, the man agreed to move away from neighbors who said he drove his Volkswagen across their lawns every day for 366 consecutive days.
I remember this story, I really do. And what he was claiming is that his license was suspended, so he figured if he didn't drive the car on the road, then he wasn't breaking the rules, so he went through the neighbor's yard every day.
Sounds like a great plan. Going to work out, idiot. All right, let's move up to 1991. Railroad workers go on strike in the U.S.
That's scary.
And then 03, a drunken 34-year-old research scientist in Axbridge, England, stumbled home and fell asleep in a house where he had lived 7 years earlier. Police were called when a teenager came home to find the intruder asleep in his bed. Police took the scientist to his own home and did not file charges.
Wow.
Like, Mom, there's some dude in my bed.
We got today's parlance. Way to go, Dante. And there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst. Next. Big Show on the radio for your Wednesday, April 17th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, home of the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. The Little Man in a Jar with Rich Scheidner. Search for keywords, Little Jar. Enjoy when you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Brian from Dunlap, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Oh, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
What's shaking?
Hey, the room. Where we are. Welcome in here, buddy. All right, then. Let's get you through these three categories. Get that prize pack to you up.
I'm ready.
In 5 seconds, three examples of disturbing the peace. Ready, go.
Drunk in public. Fighting in public. Loud music.
There you go, Brian. Now we need three things found on a railroad. Ready, go.
Crossing arm, train track.
And for the win, three places to fall asleep in any old house. Ready, go.
A recliner, a bed, and a couch.
And there you are. Winning the big old LS Tractor Prize Pack, Brian.
All right. All right,
my man. Jackie gonna hook you up. You gonna hang on?
You got it. Hey, that's my first time calling. Let me get the cow.
There you go, Book. Like when you talk back. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Another microphone? One of my race cars? The size one you heard yesterday this time? Unbelievable. Yes, back on. It's a big show on the radio. Yeah, yesterday's time you heard Aussie trying to coach me around the racetrack. It was distracting. That was my problem. But of course, me being a Hall of Fame broadcaster and at one time the most influential interviewer in NASCAR with unbelievable access to Dale Earnhardt, Rusty Wallace, the icons, as they used to call him, Tater. There, so.
Rusty Wallace. He's an icon and a legend.
So, of course, there were microphones all around me, including race car sometimes. Sure. So, here, this I'd like to point out. This one is early in my racing career. It was a short track. Happens real quick. And they say it's good to say out loud. It helps your brain process what you're what you're going through.
I've heard that, yep.
Driver. It's not me sounding like an idiot.
No.
All right. So, go ahead and roll that. Hopefully final tape.
Sometimes I think maybe you guys get tired of me talking about my racing career.
Oh, pshaw.
So I have to come up with fun ways to share my experience with you.
Again, oh, pshaw.
When I finished third, the Champion Spark Plug National Championships at Charlotte Motor Speedway, I had a microphone in the race car. Now, if you want to see what it's like driving with an expert race driver, somebody with razor-sharp skills that becomes one with the machine during the race...
We've got Paul Newman doing it, too?
No. We'll try to get that a little bit later. First, let's talk about me. This is going to be some fun stuff here. You know, a lot of your race car drivers, you know, being around Rusty and Ernie and Kyle and the boys, you know, they talk out loud to themselves when you're going. It's just something that you do, and it helps you race. Paul Newman showed me that little trick.
Really?
Well, actually, I heard him, you know, talking to me on the track. Hey, you big jerk, get out of the way. That's maybe that would help. So luckily, we had the microphone in the car. Let's experience it with me.
Wait a minute, where am I? I lost my place. Oh, good. Can't wait to hear it. Let's go.
All right. So here it is, the microphone inside my Legends race car.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Waiting for the green flag to drop. This is it. National championship. Waiting for the green flag. Looking for the green flag. See the green flag? I'm going. Looking for the green flag. Look at that. Blonde in second row. Green flag! Green flag! Gas, 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 brake, 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 turn, 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 gas, 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 oh, wave, 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 brake, brake, turn, 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 gas, 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 wave, 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 brake, 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 turn, 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 gas, 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 wave, 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 brake, 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 wave, brake, gas, 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 turn, 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 gas, 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 wave, wave, brake, brake, wave, wave, gas, 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 brake, wave.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get to some of the more exciting points. That was like toward the first part.
Oh, okay.
All right,
let me
find a spot right here. Okay.
All right.
Messy, 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 brake, 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 gas, gas, gas.
All right,
listen.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's just find another exciting part there. It's just a lot of stuff goes on inside that car. Here, you know that.
Right, gas. Break, he's in there. Break. Got some outside. I'm going outside. Okay, gas. Break. Oh, look, big jerks in the dust, punching up dirt. Oh, it's me. Gas.
All right, that's what makes it fun.
All right.
Boy, I know there's an exciting part in here. Okay. Just segue right. Fun.
Gas. Caution flag. What idiot's got the caution? Oh, it's me. Break. Get off the track. Let everybody by. Break.
All right, that was just like a little caution flag action. Wait a minute. I know it's something exciting in here. In here now. Okay.
One more turn.
End of the race.
Break. Now, gas. Checkered flag. I'm finished third. Third place. Blonde.
Yeah, I knew I'd have a good run out there. Hey, baby, how you doing? All right, yeah, well, some good stuff in there somewhere. I'll just have to go through the tape again and see if I can get it for you, okay?
Like it says on the Bobby Hurley commercial, heroes are made in the zone.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, and we're about 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News. Hey, for that, but right now, let's axe Ike.
Patrick! Call that good-looking mama, yo, tell her come pick us up. Yo, what's up? Welcome to axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need. For all your rhino plastification reflection and shrimp. You heard me? Billy. Dig this. Dear Ike, after a whole year of wedded bliss, things have started to go south between my bride and I. The main problem is there's hardly no more whooping. She thinks plastic surgery would make things better with our relation shrimp. She had some work done before with her last husband, but that's an awful lot of money for a working stiff like me. What's your take on the situation? The groom of Frankenstein. I swear. And y'all people. Transylvania, North Kakalaki. Dear groom. Look, Bama, if you've been with your old hoe for a whole year, you might as well do what you can to stick with it. I mean, I ain't been married a whole year in totality in all of my 14 Metro Moronial excursions. It sounds like your relationship ain't the onlyest thing headed south. The way you talk, her big old butt and them bodilacious blouse bunnies is heading in the same scenario direction. But be forewarned, my brother. Just because she got them lips all pumped full of Botox, that ain't gonna change the biatching coming out from between them. Let me preach on it. Nah, it's a good thing you come to Ike. Because you obliviously got no idea about what goes on inside the femaline man. See, you both on the same, in frequency. She sees your little love boat headed straight for the rocks. And before she abandonates the ship of your wedded blister, she gonna try to get you, old El Capitan Steuben, to upfit her little hoe boat with some brand new spankitating D-cup life preservers. Oh, yeah. Now you saying, Ike, ain't no way my old lady would ever do me like that. We in love. Mm-hmm. Well, let Ike remind you that she was in love with her last husband, too. And who's been swinging on that playground he built? That's right, you, sucker. So think about it. She's going to show her grateful occasion by taking the house, the car, the boobies, and the booty and leave you standing there holding your vienias and blowtorch and saying, what happened? The beanie factor to your investment is going to be the next jackass to come along. So, how does you prevent this from happening? Well, the bad news is, you can't, my brother. But you can keep throwing all that money down her drain. See, now, smart men get what you call a prenuptial agreement to protect all their worldly goods. Well, why not come up with something to protect your big ticket, what you call, enfleshment? If you getting a vibe that Miss Nip and Tuck might be fixing to R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
Yeah.
Get her to sign what Ike likes to call a pre-nuptial agreement. See, my brother, that gives you solely ownership of all her aforementioned new upholstery, you dig? Even if she's using it. I mean, ain't no sense in giving her everything. This way, if she kicks you out, first, she got to give back the rack, unzip the lip, and reissue that big rear end. So, if she steps out of line, and you gotta get your hands dirty and get things under control, you ain't kicking her to the curb. You just resting the toe of your shoe in that big, round, rent-to-own rear end. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
Well, well, Betty Hill, where the keys to my bro hand?
And you'll appreciate it.
This is Brother Jimmy Swaggart, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, begging you, please don't let your children listen to this so-called big show with J-Bo and Billy or whatever their name is. Don't listen to it. Listen to something else.
It's a big show on the radio. A little over, just a little over hour away. Sports Briefs with our man Terry Hansen. It was like, man, Hank Aaron was just honored when he hit 715 home runs. It was last week, big deal to Braves and stuff. And our man Hansen was there hanging, hammering Hank. He's going to tell us the story, man. I said, got to hit that on the anniversary we had. So that's what's going to happen. Also, Tatertainment News just minutes away. Oh, yeah, big show. Rolls on. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. I see terms at dkhorse.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products made in the USA. You know, truck drivers keep America moving, and bull snot makes sure they look good doing it. Find bull snot at truck stops across America or download the bull snot app. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Hang on, play in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News, and here's that girl, Marcy Tater Moray.
Hey, you guys remember the 90s, and you remember the song? You remember us talking about John Wayne Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wrote a song about it, right? Uh-huh. Well, yeah. For those kids that aren't sure or don't really remember, it's a husband-wife. She said that he was treating her badly. She used a Ginsu knife. Removed some of his man parts.
Whacked his pee-pee.
Peace. Yep. Mm-hmm. And drove appendage. Off, tossed tossed it out the window. They found it. They successfully sewed it back on. Mm-hmm. So he was an amputee, but was repaired. Well, he's an amputee again. Oh. John Wayne Bobbitt has suffered another amputation, this time professionally done. He lost his toes.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
He's in the late stages of neurological issues, which he also blames for his 1993 tabloid scandal. So,
really?
Don't understand how that is.
But that might affect other parts of your body if.
I guess.
If that.
Yeah, it's vascular. Yeah, so
he's
sure. Oh, I see where you're going.
She also blames for his 1993. Well, that's according to The Sun. So, those are citing them. All right, moving on. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the set of Rust. Was sentenced in her criminal case. She's going to prison for a little while. The jury found her guilty over the fatal shooting of Helena Hutchins. She was convicted of manslaughter for her role in the death and received a sentence of 18 months.
Yeah.
She will go to a women's correctional facility in the state of New Mexico, according to TMZ.
Does that mean Alec Baldwin is like off the hook for his?
No, he has a separate case.
Oh, separate. Completely different judge and jury.
Yeah. Okay. And different charge. Mm. All right.
Right.
Colt Ford, we were just talking about him.
Uh-huh.
He suffered a heart attack.
Oh wow.
This past week. And he, according to TMZ, he's out of the woods, but he won't be well enough to hit the stage anytime soon. So he is recovering, but they have canceled the rest of his touring dates this year. So.
He's still in the hospital. When he feels better.
Mm-hmm. He's still in the hospital dealing with that.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen was also in the news for chucking the chair over the the roof. And it went six stories, and his ex-fiance took to the tabloids and social media to say, hey,
anytime
look.
Anytime you have an ex-fiance.
Yeah, they're never happy.
Right, well, you know, the tabloids were reporting that he was upset because he found out that she got married. And that was an outburst. And she was like, and so she went to social media and said, yeah, keep my name out of it.
Yeah.
All right. We broke up. We do have a child. I'm with this other guy. Had nothing to do with this.
Right.
keep my name out your mouth.
No, she goes on social media to say, keep my name out.
Yeah, well, you have to fight back, I guess. When it's you know, reported on the John Boy and Billy show. So by that point, she's like, well, it made it there. Yeah. So let me just clear that up.
It's on Tatertainment.
Am I right? Yeah, am I right?
You're right, baby.
And a lot of people have been asking, will President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump do a debate?
Right.
And so found out through CBS News that 12 news organizations are pleading for them to do a debate.
Yes,
please.
I say Trump, they do it with knives.
Trump's even got signs anywhere, any place,
yes.
Anytime.
Apparently, apparently, one of his last stops, he set it up. He set up a second podium on stage with him, with the sign saying "Anytime, anywhere, bring it, bring it." Well, Biden has said he's willing to debate Trump. So, stay tuned. Check your schedules. Check all your news outlets because it might be coming, y'all.
All right, we'll believe it when we see it.
We'll believe it when you see it.
Keep your eye on that for us, baby.
All right, kids.
Well, thank you very much. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We said, oh, sure, they can fly, but this is something you have on your face that birds don't. It's not a pecker. It's except for ostriches. They've got them, too.
No, boy.
I meant to use that pecker line yesterday, and I didn't. So I just thought I'd just throw it in.
Well,
go ahead and make your own joke.
You really know, not the kind of thing you just random.
You're right. Should have set it up better. But anyway, let's go on with today's John Boy Jeopardy. Okay, when talking with someone in Germany, it is considered extremely impolite to do this with one hand in your pocket.
Oh, scratch.
Impolite to do this, one hand in your pocket. Good guess, no. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. It's a big show on the radio. We are humming through your hump day, Wednesday, April 17th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bidbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, the home of the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. The Little Man in a Jar with Rich Scheidner. Today we're just talking about little Bobbit doing whack-whack. And here it is.
Man in a Jar.
Some more of things of that nature. Search for keywords little jar when you hit the Big Show bit box. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man whose great uncle was responsible for bringing down 28 planes during the war with Germany and still holds the record as worst airplane mechanic ever. He's John Boy.
Let's say hey to Jerry out of Alma, Georgia. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy. All right, Jerry, you got the first shot at it this morning. When talking with someone in Germany, it's considered extremely impolite to do this with one hand in your pocket.
I'm going to say, what is shaking hands, John Boy?
What is shaking hands, John Boy?
Something is safe.
And you are right, Jerry.
Yeah, they prefer you one at a time.
Hallelujah.
Good work, Jerry. $120 worth of Bull's Not Cleaning Products. Head down to Alma for you.
Hallelujah. Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I will give a shout-out to my beautiful wife of 7 years. Give a shout-out to all my customers about the cabinets and doors from Lots of Custom Cabinets in Alma, Georgia.
Wow.
And all my fellow Christians who are trying to live a good life in this evil world.
I hear you down, Alma. Damn, I mean, Jerry down there. I'm making note there. Come and get your address there, Jerry. I got you, buddy. 7 years.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
7 years. Just working on 7 years. No wonder you're still hallelujahing it.
Hey, I'm surprised you kept up with me this long.
Awesome, buddy. Glad to have you listen. Glad you won there, boy. You hang on for Jackie.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. What we got? Oh, time capsule. Good, I'll rest my voice.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
I've started answering my telephone on my off time.
Oh, man.
Service, like one of the many services that you call, you know, like, the voicemail prompt.
Like for example, I'll call like on a Sunday afternoon when Randy knows I'm at the beach to check on my flight, see if it's happening.
I'll answer the phone by going, "Thank you for calling Too Lazy to Do It Yourself Travel Services. I'm sorry, but all of our representative is busy."
Oh, man.
You may choose from the following responses: to tell the representative,
"You're stupid,"
press 1. To choose,
"You're killing me,"
press 2. To choose,
"I told you this would happen,"
press 3. And it's, and depending upon what day it is, I'll answer with, "Thank you for calling Too Lazy to Install Your Own Digital Cable Service. I'm sorry, but all of our representative is busy at your house.
Look, I'm right over there by the coffee table."
"Thank you for calling Too Lazy to Put Your Home Security System."
"Too Lazy to Call the Home Security Monitoring Service yourself." He called me one afternoon, I swear. He called me to tell me that the sticker on his window was bothering him.
"If our sticker is bothering you, press 1.
Yes. Yeah.
It's right there on the window, right where I look out.
Or where a burglar would look in.
Yes. Have you considered taking, say, your fingernail and pulling it off?"
"Oh, it's way over there. Come fix it, you stupid."
"If this is Ed Lowe calling, press the pound sign to add 'you dummy.'" You know.
"Oh, who are you, Christopher Reeve?"
"Yes.
Holy moly.
Bubble boy."
What makes it so funny is because he knows why I'm calling people. Mm-hmm.
What's even funnier is he'll actually press a button for one of the choices. And I know which choice it is.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What are we doing?
"If you're calling from a rotary phone, what in the world are you doing at Rayford's house?"
Okay, all right.
"If you're too lazy to press any buttons, please hold."
"I'm just going to sit here this time."
Okay, all right. Come on, let's get back to work.
We're at work.
The latest thing is he's got discount coupons for a snack that he really likes. Mm. That he's too lazy to go to the grocery store to redeem.
No. And he's panicking because they have an expiration date that's coming up at the end of the month.
And for 3 days, I've heard nothing but,
"Man, I can't do nothing. I'm too stupid to even go to the grocery store and use these coupons."
And he'll look at me with those eyebrows raised, waiting on me to go, "I'll do it." "Yes, Billy, I actually have to go to the grocery store for the coupons."
Goodness sakes. If this was 1850,
nobody redeems a coupon.
You'd be out there whitewashing
like
a fence. Nobody whitewashed a fence like you, Randy.
I know.
Me and Becky Thatcher lost in the cave. Nerve-wracking engine Joe running around with a lantern.
I tell you this was going to happen, Stephen.
Gee, I'm glad Mark Twain never met you.
Somebody was going. I knew it.
Yeah, you've heard it too, Jackie. I'm surprised that, you know, you've dodged the bullet all week.
You know what? I almost volunteered, but you guys walked out of the room.
Yeah.
We've heard it too many times. I knew somebody was going.
Yeah, he does that self-deprecating.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. I can't do nothing right.
Yep.
If I could just get to the grocery store, my life would be perfect.
I had this coupon for a week. And then I heard Billy say, it's about to run out. I knew this.
Oh.
I knew it. Somebody was gone.
Oh, man. I got stuff to do between now and then.
I just want to know, did you volunteer or were you volunteered?
Oh, I finally said, just give it to me.
You know, and I take it from him, and I look at him, and I go, do you know how much money you make? Do you have any idea? I'm going to go save, like, you know, $2 on bonbons and crispy wafers.
I knew it.
Saving money is making money, stupid. Yeah.
Never mind that. Do you know what you pay me?
Man can live on what falls through the cracks around here.
A man does live on what falls through
exactly.
The cracks.
Yeah.
I don't like that voice you use for me.
Then quit using it.
Fine.
John Boy and Billy.
And I must have spent 6 hours last April on that 1040 form. Easy my ass.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, about 20 minutes to get up with Hanson, it's him, some sports briefs. You know, last week's anniversary, Henry Aaron hitting 715. Hanson was part of the Turner Sports during that. He said, yo, man, tell you about that. I said, you think? So, yeah. That's what we got, Hanson, about Hammering Hank. He was there. Do that in 20 minutes. Right now, all right, it's call waiting on. Good morning, big show. Hey, is this Hoy?
All my life. Want to fight about it?
Not right now. John Boy and Billy here.
Well, say there, you big old Harry, no driving, nose-picking, knuckle-dragging, self-actualizing pervert.
Self-actualizing?
That means fully living up to one's potential.
Oh!
The new Reader's Digest come yesterday. I was just sitting here on the commode increasing my word power.
See, thanks for the visual. So, what's new over at Temptation Trailer?
Well, old Deborah's nephew, Dumas, has been flopping here for about a week.
I don't think I ever heard you talk about Dumas before.
Oh, he's the baby of the family. So, of course, he knows every dadgum thing. Got tired of fighting with his mom and daddy, so he packed his clothes, bought him a bus ticket, and lit out on the road to maturity.
Well, how's it going so far?
Not too good. Yesterday morning, he says he got a little money saved up. He's going out to buy him a car. Come sputtering into the body shop about lunchtime, driving this nasty old 65 Volkswagen bus. Worst hunk of junk you ever seen in your life. He says, you like it? This is my new car. I said, well, how about moving it? It's leaking oil all over the parking lot. Where'd you get that thing anyways? Dumas says, from this feller Rufus McGee, only give him $100 for it. I said, well, you still got Jip. See, Rufus McGee, he's one of them shade tree fellers that sells cars out of his front yard, the type.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Andy Griffith show where Barney bought that junky car from old Mrs. Lesh?
Of course I do.
Yeah, well, Rufus sells the one Mrs. Lesh turns down. Anyways, I said, boy, take that piece of crap back over there and make him give you your money back. He says, well, wait a minute. I know it don't look like much, but I got it so cheap. I got some money left over. Figured you and Deborah could fix it up for me. I says, son, that car ain't worth doing nothing to. Now take it back. I was giving him some of that what you call tough love. Yeah. I says, Deborah, you follow him over in the truck and give him a ride back over here. So the two of them drove off. And I picked up the phone, called old Rufus. I says, Mr. McGee, this here's John D. Rayford with the Walt Disney Company. We're fixing to do us a remake of Herbie the Love Bug. And we're looking for a Volkswagen Bug, 1965 model. Don't matter what shape it's in, we're going to fix it up. I'll give you $300 for it. Old Rufus says, man, I wish you'd called me a half hour ago. I had just the one you're looking for. I just sold it. I says, well, let me give you my phone number. If you run up on any more of them, give me a call. I figure when Duma showed up, old Rufus will buy that old car back faster than you can pull a greasy string out of a cat's butt.
That's good thinking. Did you get that one out of Reader's Digest, too?
No, that one's original.
Well, congratulations. So what happened?
Well, about a half hour later, they come back to the body shop, both of them just smiling to beat the band. I says, well, how'd it go? And Duma says, pretty dang good. I just went in there and told old Mr. Rufus McGee I wasn't satisfied. He says, well, then I'll buy it back from you. I said, see, I told you, all you got to do is show a little backbone. Folks respect that. Just then, Delbert says, well, wait, here's the part where it gets good. I walked up and says, you think you can sell it, huh? And Rufus says, yeah, I got a fella who wants to buy that very car. And Delbert says, well, hold on there a minute. We ain't finished the deal here yet. How much is this fella going to give you? He says, well, $300. And I says, well, maybe we ought to get a little piece of that money, too. And old Rufus says, well, I tell you what, I'll give you back your $100. You give me the car, and when I sell it, we'll split the other $200 right down the middle. I says, you got a deal. So about then I turns to Dumas and says, so you got your money? And Deborah says, hey, we done even better than that. I give old Rufus back the $100. He give me the feller's phone number. Get it?
Delbert strikes again.
If dumb was gasoline, you wouldn't want to smoke around it. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and the CarMax twins is fixing to go to work. You going to see Goober later on?
Yeah, well.
You tell him I said, duh, huh? He'll know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
All right.
All right.
Hey, babe, this is Sammy Davidson Jr., better known as Tommy Davidson Jr., and I'm thrilled that you're listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy.
You can take a rainbow, man, sprinkle it with dew. It's your boing, boing, boing.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.